Amen. Thank you, ladies. And Janine, wherever you are. Scripture for today, a very familiar passage. It's 1 John 4, 7 and 8. And on your pew Bible, it is on page 1112. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Give us an understanding of this. Here's Holy Word. Amen.
As you know, our summer mission project is CityGate, an urban ministry in Washington, D.C. and Prince George's County that seeks to open doors of opportunity to disadvantaged children and youth. Well, that sounds good, but what is it? Apart from a few members of our missions commission, most of us have only a vague idea of what CityGate is all about. So to help us better understand it, I called the founder and executive director, Dr. Lynn Bergfalk. Dr. Bergfalk currently serves as pastor of Wisconsin Avenue Baptist Church in the district on Tinley Circle. When CityGate was founded 15 years ago, Dr. Bergfalk was pastor of Calvary Baptist Church near Chinatown in the district. I asked Lynn how it all got started, and Lynn told me that Calvary, the church he pastored at the time, was already deeply involved in community ministry. They had a homeless shelter in the church. They provided a weekly meal for the homeless. They had an after-school program and a summer camp program for disadvantaged children and youth in the community. But they wanted to do more. And Lynn had a vision of expanding the ministry beyond what Calvary or any one church could do. He had a vision for a nonprofit organization that would conduct ministries in various low-income communities. By moving beyond one church, the ministry could be supported by a variety of churches and individuals and foundations. Lynn was so passionate about beginning this new work that he resigned as pastor at Calvary Baptist Church to devote his complete attention to CityGate. Lynn chose the name CityGate because in biblical times, the gate of the city was an important meeting place. It was a place where elders of the city would meet to make decisions and to administer justice to widows and orphans and the poor. It was a place where aliens in the land would be welcomed. Lynn had a vision that CityGate would fulfill that prophetic vision for justice and mercy in the city of Washington, D.C. and beyond. Shortly after CityGate was incorporated, the D.C. Baptist Convention was looking for an organization to provide programming for the Johinning Baptist Center in Anacostia. It was a natural fit. The staff of CityGate began to operate out of the Johinning Center, providing after-school and summer programs, meals, and other activities for about 100 children in Southeast Washington, D.C. Well, the cooperation between CityGate and the D.C. Baptist Convention continued for several years. But then if you had a chance to read the insert in the bulletin, you see the D.C. Baptist Convention had the opportunity to lease Johinning Baptist Center to a charter school. The income from the charter school would help provide for much-needed maintenance for the Johinning Center building. That left CityGate without a base of operations. Yet what seemed like a crisis became an unforeseen opportunity. Lynn learned about community rooms in low-rent housing complexes only blocks from the Johinning Center. The management company of the housing complexes was looking for an organization to provide programming for children when they were not in school. Again, it was a perfect fit. City Gate began to operate out of these community rooms in these low-income housing complexes. Instead of being in just one location, City Gate began to minister to children and youth in multiple locations, right where they lived. Thus, City Gate became an even more integral part of the communities they were seeking to serve. Now, more recently, City Gate has expanded its outreach even further. Not only are City Gate programs serving children and youth in locations in Southeast and Northeast Washington, they're now locations in low-income areas of Prince George's County. A few months ago, Dr. Bergfalk took some members of our Missions Commission on a tour of several of these locations. They saw children getting help with homework after school. They saw children learning how to use computers. They saw children getting a nutritious meal or a snack after school. They saw the care and attention and love of the City Gate staff given to the children. Our Missions Commission members were impressed by what they saw. They were so impressed that they recommended that we make City Gate our summer mission project. Well, Lynn Bergfalk is a busy guy. He has two full-time jobs. He's pastor of Wisconsin Avenue Baptist Church in the district, and he continues to serve as the executive director of City Gate. But Lynn sees his roles as complementary. He says that his work as a pastor and the ministries of City Gate go hand in hand. Of course, City Gate is much more than Lynn Bergfalk. His staff, many volunteers, and even church mission groups are deeply involved in the ministry. And Lynn says the blessings go both ways. He says the gate, as it were, swings in both directions. Not only does City Gate open doors of opportunity to disadvantaged children and youth in low-income neighborhoods, but City Gate also opens the door for people like us from the mainstream to get involved. Well, you might wonder what City Gate has to do with our scripture for this morning. And I think really it is our scripture in action. It's about love. Love is not just something we feel. Love is something we do. John wrote, "Beloved, let us love one another." It was like an echo of what Jesus said about the two greatest commandments. You remember them. The greatest commandment is to love God, and the second commandment is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Again, Jesus was talking about love not just as a feeling, but even more love as an action. Last May, a longtime friend of our church, Mrs. Hannah Hawkins, passed away at the age of 75. We got to know Hannah through Angela and Maury Sweeten, who got to know her through the Here's Life Inner City Ministry, missionary Selma Smith. Hannah's story is also a story about love in action. Back in 1970, Hannah Hawkins suffered a great tragedy in her life when her husband was murdered, killed by gunfire. She was left as a young widow with five children to raise. Hannah said she felt devastated. She felt overwhelmed. She felt that she had no support system. And in the midst of her anguish, Hannah made a covenant with God. She vowed that if God would give her the strength to get out of bed every day and raise her children, she would serve those who are less fortunate. Eventually, that pledge became a full-time vocation. In the early 80s, Hannah Hawkins founded a ministry to neighborhood children. It started out in her own home. She began providing hot meals for kids who otherwise might go hungry. She also started finding a way to provide clothing and tutoring to children between the ages of 4 and 18. And at first, she did this out of her own money. Well, later, Mrs. Hawkins moved the program, which she called Children of Mine, to two abandoned apartments in a housing project in Southeast Washington called Sheridan Terrace. It was a time when Anacostia was not a good place to live. It was infested with drug dealers and gangs. There were drive-by shootings and murders almost every week. In 1992, the Children of Mine program relocated yet again to a house in Southeast that had been abandoned and neglected for years. Mrs. Hawkins contacted the owners of the house and asked if she could rent the building to continue to provide services to children in the community. The services that she provided were similar to what is going on with CityGate. Many of the children came from homes with chronic substance abuse. Often the kids would fend for themselves after school and during the summer. Mrs. Hawkins had a vision to keep these children from becoming children in crisis to becoming children who could fulfill the potential that God had given them. Mrs. Hawkins said, "Children are just like sponges. They will absorb anything that you give them. I will say to you, like I say to them every night, poison in, poison out. Love in, love out." And that's what we try to give them. Love, consistency, understanding, and patience. Well, Suleiman Harris was 6 years old when he started coming to Children of Mine back in 1988. Harris said that Mrs. Hawkins offered a safe haven from the streets. She gave them meals, tutoring, arts and crafts, other activities. Harris said it was the first place that many of us ever learned manners. "Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you." With Mrs. Hawkins' encouragement, Suleiman Harris received a full scholarship to Archbishop Carroll High School, and then he received a full scholarship to the University of Pittsburgh, where he earned a degree in electrical engineering. Later, he received a master's degree from Strayer University in information systems. Harris is now a contract project manager with the General Services Administration, GSA. On weekends, he regularly comes back to Children of Mine. He helps feed the homeless. He gives haircuts to men who are getting ready for a job interview. Suleiman Harris also understands love in action. Well, I mentioned these two organizations because for many years, our church has been providing Christmas shoeboxes for the children and youth of Children of Mine. Some years, Hannah Hawkins has given us a list of over 100 names of kids to receive those shoeboxes. Like the staff and the volunteers at CityGate, the staff and volunteers of Children of Mine are putting their love into action. Joan King has been wrapping Christmas shoeboxes since last Christmas. And we hope to continue the shoebox ministry with the Children of Mine program, even though Hannah Hawkins is no longer with us. Our church has been involved with Children of Mine for many years. And in recent years, we've begun to support CityGate through the Super Bowl of Caring offering every Super Bowl Sunday. This year, we are stepping up our support for CityGate through our summer mission project. Both Children of Mine and CityGate serve disadvantaged children and youth in Southeast Washington and Anacostia. Well, visionaries like Pastor Lynn Bergfalk and Mrs. Hannah Hawkins have shown us that love is not just something you feel. Love is something you do. We are putting our love into action because God first loved us. You see, God put His love into action when God sent us His Son, Jesus. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. Our Father, we thank You for the examples of Hannah Hawkins and Lynn Bergfalk, the volunteers at Children of Mine and CityGate, the staff and mission groups and others who are seeking to put love into action by reaching out to kids who don't have much of a chance. We know that there are many places in our immediate area where children are disadvantaged, where they are latchkey kids. They come from homes with chronic substance abuse. They lack the income to provide those enrichment opportunities. And we thank you for organizations like Children of Mine and CityGate that are putting love into action and making a profound difference in the lives of children and youth. And we thank you, our God, that we as people from the mainstream can be involved too, that we can do our part to put love into action and to make a difference in the lives of those around us. Thank you, O God, for putting your love into action and making that greatest sacrifice of all through the gift of your Son, Jesus. May his sacrifice inspire us to love you and to love each other too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a closing hymn in just a moment. And it may be there's someone here who would want to profess your faith in Jesus, to receive the love that he has for you, to follow him as a believer in baptism. Or maybe you've already made that commitment in your life, but you're not a part of this church family. You want to unite with us as we seek to serve God together through the ministries of this church and the partners that we support. The invitation is to come to the front as we stand together and sing our closing hymn, number 289, The Servant Song.